Commerce Secretary Donald Evans meets this morning with leaders of America's struggling tourism industry to talk about ways to get people traveling again. Many would-be tourists have been staying home in the wake of the terrorist attacks, which could jeopardize the nation's half-trillion-dollar tourism industry. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
When Nancy Pardo took her two children to Disney World last week, they had the theme park practically to themselves. From Cinderella's castle to Space Mountain, the usual crowd of fall tourists was nowhere to be seen.
The kids loved it, and, you know, they kept saying, "Mom, it's so empty, it's so empty." And I wanted to explain to them why it was so empty. And there's a lot of people that don't want to fly on airplanes, but I didn't really want to go into it. I mean, we were there to have a good day, to kind of get away from all this.
Since the attacks of September 11th, many people feel it's not only a small world, but a frightening one. And Disney's not the only tourist destination feeling the adverse effects. Even though planes are flying again, many are half empty. Cab driver Saul Nasseri has been waiting up to 4 hours between fares at the San Diego airport.
Hotels are pretty much vacant, they're empty. And restaurants, people don't go out to the restaurants anymore. So everybody's hurting.
Tourism is big business in many parts of the country. With 18 million jobs, it's the nation's third largest retail industry. States like Hawaii that rely on air travel have been hardest hit. But spokesman Bob Tucker at San Diego's SeaWorld Park says fear of flying following the attacks is only part of the problem.
I think people in general are just reluctant to travel, and those that are here are reluctant to go spend some discretionary income at the moment until things stabilize, particularly concerns about the economy, the stock market, and job security for some folks.
Not to mention guilt. Lowe's Hotels chairman Jonathan Tisch says many people feel awkward having a good time after the attacks. But Tisch, who heads an industry group called the Travel Business Roundtable, says it's important, even patriotic, for Americans to do just that.
The message, especially here in New York City, is that we are open for business. And yes, we are still reeling from the effects of this tragedy. But the sad aspect is that many, many people are about to be laid off or have already been laid off in New York City. We have to bring travel back to this city and to this country, or else the economic dislocation of our employees is going to be staggering.
Hotels and other businesses have been offering steep discounts in hopes of encouraging travelers. Many tourism bureaus are also launching new ad campaigns. Executive Director Mary Jane McKenna of the Massachusetts Tourism Office says their ads will promote driving tours of New England's fall foliage.
As you move out from the Boston area, you have an opportunity for the tranquility and the beauty of our countryside to kind of refresh and relax and renew.
Already there are signs some travelers are ready to turn over a new leaf. Las Vegas casinos report a rebound in business this past weekend. That's welcome news to Dee Taylor, who runs the city's culinary union, representing tens of thousands of hotel and casino workers.
I feel kind of like a prize fighter that's taken a hard hit, but they get back up, and then once they get their feet back, they're fine. And I think we're getting our feet back, and we'll have to deal with this. This is a difficult situation, but I have confidence in this city to us pull together to get Vegas back up and rolling at full steam.
Innkeepers near Disney World also say reservations are beginning to outnumber cancellations for the first time since the attacks. They hope that now, more than ever, American tourists will feel like a little break from reality. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.